March 13, lighting the path. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2, 14 and 15, Revised Standard Version. Christians must be light givers, holding forth the words of life. They are exhorted by the apostle to the highest achievement of piety. The world will not be convinced by what the pulpit teaches, but by what the church lives. The path to heaven is dark or bright just in proportion as the church gives forth a clear and strong or doubtful, fitful light. The preacher in the desk announces the theory of the gospel, but the practical piety of the church demonstrates the power of truth, showing its real value. The gospel is a system of practical truths destined to work great changes in human character. If it does not work the transformation in life, in habits, and in practice, it is no truth to those who claim to believe it. Man must be sanctified through the truth, and said Jesus, "Thy word is truth," John 17, 17. Unless the truth of God shall lift up man out of his depravity, his intemperate and profligate habits, and make him reflect the image of God, he is lost. Your lives, my brethren and sisters, must be after a different model than they have hitherto been, and constitute the demonstration in the sight of heaven and earth that you are lights in the world, holding forth the words of life. The piety of the members of the church constitutes the world's standard of the gospel. Then let every church member in St. Clair do his duty well, for you are laborers together with God. Let your example be in harmony with the great pattern. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, without grumbling, without envy. Do not repeat or believe the old slander that the man of one talent brought against God. I feared thee because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. Luke 19:21. This parable represented the many professors of religion who gauged their piety to reach the lowest standard possible and escape perdition. There is need of your being diligent, prayerful students of the Bible. Then you will see the exalted standard and aim to reach it. Letter 14, March 13, 1885, to the Church at St. Clair, Nevada.